First reading today is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, and then chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And this can be found on page 2 of the Hebrew Scriptures, which is located in the front part of the Bible. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall die." Then moving to chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than the other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "You may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The second reading today is from Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19. And this can be found on page 156 of the New Testament, located in the back part of the Bible. "Therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread all because all have sinned, sin was indeed in the world before the law. But sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, and even over those whose sins were not like the transgressions of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God, and the free gift is the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in the life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous."
Our gospel reading today continues through the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, the first 11 verses. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. And the tempter came to him and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple and saying to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, Again it is written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and suddenly the angels came and waited on him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.